Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
At any given time, and I'm sorry you ran out, but at any given time, how much butter do you have in your refrigerator on average?
I would love to give you a comical answer, but I will answer this truthfully, and it will serve as a comical answer. 4 pounds.
Oh, God.
I grew up with eggs in my door.
Here's the deal. They don't. I hate the fact that refrigerators don't have egg containers anymore.
That just sounds dirty for some reason. What's the matter? Hey, is Oscar coming in today? Yeah, you know, that guy's got eggs in his door.
I thought it sounded more like
crazy.
I lived in a farm community where you get fresh eggs.
No, it sounded to me like it was like a badly translated Chilean expression for someone who's insane.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just give me a second here.
No problem. Sure. Button your whistle?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Hydration is important.
Nice.
Just tip them.
Yeah, it eliminates brain fog.
Well, how you doing? Hi, how's everybody doing? Boy.
This is great.
Yeah, a night out with the boys last night. I was cursing Oscar this morning for his dentist appointment. I was just a little frustrated, but that's okay. You know, it's good to get in there because you got to early start means up and at 'em.
Yeah,
get it done. Get in that shower. Get yourself ready to go. Come in here ready to rock, and I am ready to rock. I'm ready to go, but I don't necessarily feel perky. That's the way I have to describe.
But you're a pro. You can do it.
I'm a pro, but I don't know how I used to live the life I lived. I do not know how
what's
survived.
A late night out with the boys in Florida?
Because I was home before 10 o'clock.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, stop.
I know, I'm 60. But to me,
stop being
it's
a baby
still
about
a
it.
Night.
Come on, stop being a baby about
no,
it.
No, no, Oscar, what you do, you got to time shift it. Keep in mind, he eats dinner at 4:45. So
I still did that pretty close. So I was about 5:30. I had shrimp.
So staying out till 10 is like 3 a.m. for you. So it's still a big deal.
I don't base my timeline in life from my meals, Rob. That's not that important to me.
I'm telling you that this you got a time shift and let you know because, I mean, there are certain demarcations in your day. For example, there are people that have to have their lunch at noon, right?
Yeah, but going to bed at 10 and when you eat relative to going to bed hammered does not matter to the time that you wake up and rise and rally.
Well, I think it has a little to do with it.
No, that makes no sense. Your meal plan does not account for how hungover you're going to be.
Well, it does, because if you eat heavy late at night, you're going to sleep. Uneasy lies the head that eats the food.
That I did not do, but I could have. I could
what
have.
Does that
I,
mean?
I did go to the refrigerator.
You visited? You took a view?
And I think I had like a couple of pieces of cheddar cheese.
Yeah, you know
that's it.
When Robert was like
I still was like carb conscious. At that hour.
Which good man. Good
when
man.
Robert was doing the steroids and he would just be an eating machine, he would do sometimes before bed, just go and stare in the pantry. Mm-hmm. He would open the door and do what we called the pantry stare. And I said, what are you looking for, buddy? He said, something. Just looking for something. So that's the same thing is that you did a refrigerator stare and cheese is probably a good call.
Well, Carla has edited the... I don't want to pick on my beautiful wife, but I will tell you that she... you know in the movie Fatso when Dom DeLuise talks about the fact that you don't manage your plate? You got to manage your plate.
Don't run
you
your
run
plate.
Run your plate.
Yeah.
Carla has to run her refrigerator better.
What do you mean?
By the way, is that me?
No, that's me. That's me. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
What the hell is that sound?
I was just messing with the gate. Don't mind me. I'm just trying to hear myself.
I know. If you're not satisfied, you know.
I'm good. I'm good, Mike.
Remember, Oscar, when we did that before the show?
Yes, that's, my apologies.
That's it. Do you know?
I thought that was fixed before the show.
Do you have a new camera?
Camera set up. Good to go.
Camera looks good.
Yeah, that looks good. You look good today.
Thank you.
Is it a really loud camera?
I feel
I'm hearing something.
I feel good. Looks good.
Seriously,
good.
Oscar pressed a button and it sounded like he was broadcasting from in front of a 747 engine. That's what. By the way, you're not going to hear any of this because we have that system where we take care of that.
Yeah, the filter's done.
Right. But trust me, it was like, you know, I'm listening to the show and all of a sudden I hear like that.
You know, Mike, it's funny you would bring up running your refrigerator. This week, actually totally disassembled my refrigerator and washed the entire thing. You know, all the shelves and everything, and got it spick, span, perfect looking.
You're a good, you are a
man,
good,
Mr.
I tell
Mom.
You, you are the woman of the house.
Jesus.
You really, that's so sexist.
I don't do it.
I just said.
I don't.
You are a good wife.
No,
you are a very good
he's
wife.
He's not. Because then Carrie would be a great husband, and she takes on those roles, all right? I know that now. So
yes.
What I would say is that...
Yeah, you just found out that Rob's the wife?
When I talked to Carrie...
By the way, the 1950s wife.
Yeah, I'm saying...
Exactly.
Look,
if I were to stand, you would see my apron.
Carrie is Ricky Ricardo. We've got Rob as Lucy, and they've got one of the
right.
Chubbicks as their neighbors, right?
I don't,
yeah,
you know what I think
Fred
actually.
Thank you.
I don't think I Love Lucy is the way you want to go. I think it's more like Father Knows Best.
Why? Because you're
where
not
Carrie
Latin?
Is the father. No, it's not that at all. Because
it's
Carrie's
not
showbiz. She doesn't go down to the club. I'm not trying to be a part of her life. It's a totally separate thing.
But then
it's
that would make you Maisel.
What TV?
Maisel. Yeah,
no.
I take that.
You know.
I guess Sans a success.
Yes.
Right?
I'm like Maisel season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I'm all baking right. brisket trying to get onto a stage. That's what I'm doing.
I'm glad you I organized your refrigerator. But I you would probably run a pretty together fridge, would you not? Even with the other members of your family.
We've discussed it. Of course. Absolutely.
And it's all you, right? I mean, you'll go
yes.
in there and it's where
yes.
everything is where you want it to be.
Exactly.
Correct?
As a matter of fact, I made a small adjustment. I moved the milk shelf down one notch to make it taller because we needed to be able to occasionally put the juice or lemonade in that slot. And it wasn't tall enough for it. Because,
if you two find your way down here at some point in the future, Rob, I will task you. I will give you carte blanche. Carla won't care, and I would love to see it happen because our refrigerator.
Will you send me a picture
a
of your refrigerator?
Let me
send me a picture
let me get,
of your refrigerator open.
What you're putting okay. down. I'm sorry to cut you off, Rob.
Not at all.
You want Rob to come visit to organize your refrigerator?
I want your gate to be fixed.
My gate's not fixed.
It's when you're talking, I'm hearing a.
Well, the gate is fine, actually. It's just that he's in a noisy environment.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Is it noisy back there today, or what's?
It's not traditionally noisy, but the board does sound off for me, at least.
Who was in there futzing
prior to
with
me?
It?
I would say Maddie, but Maddie doesn't touch any of this.
All right.
So this, I can't blame anybody except for myself, really.
All right.
I'm gonna stop talking, Rob. You take.
Let
it
me
over.
Hear if it's me. La 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 la. No, it's not.
No, this
me.
Is definitely me. Let me recall my settings once again.
All right. So the refrigerator, getting back to
describe your
refrigerator.
Is it a one door refrigerator or a two
door? It's a
two door with a drawer in the bottom for the freezer.
Yes.
How is
I
this,
love
fellas?
That design
better,
and a
much
crisper
better?
Drawer in the Samsung. What's that?
Much
Oscar?
Better.
What? Not quite.
Oh God damn it!
Sorry, we're doing this on
it's
the air,
fine.
But
it's fine.
You know,
so,
I go from rags to riches.
So it's got it's not only got the freezer drawer, but in between the double doors on top and the freezer door, it's got a skinny drawer where you put veggies in.
Oh, so it's that's pretty nice. That is what is known, Mike. I believe
hate
as
the refrigerator. I don't have a good working relationship with it.
I believe it is called a French door refrigerator. Do you have a water and ice dispenser in the door?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
And do you like that design?
No.
Why not?
I don't like the ice machine.
Ice machine. Mine's slow. Now, I have a Whirlpool, and it's a wonderful piece of
that's
equipment.
That's a better product, in my humble opinion,
but,
than a Samsung.
Well, it's American-made, you see. And that is,
yes.
You know, I love that. But I think the ice maker is slow. So I occasionally
right.
do buy a bag of ice and keep it in my downstairs freezer in case I need ice. Because, for example, if we're going to do like a cocktail
show. He lives a good life
show,
at home, Oscar.
Oh,
a better life than you and
dream
I live.
World.
You know that.
Oh, a bag of ice makes my life better? Bag of ice makes my life worse.
Just the way you have a freezer downstairs. You've got, when it comes to feeding yourself, you do very well.
I would say that you have the time to even think about ice cubes.
Are you in a freezer right now?
I could be. I'm sorry.
You're very soft now.
I'm
as
soft.
As far as your. Yeah, you're a
I was wondering soft. If maybe you're going to have a. Do you have a
this is how I sound to like
yeah,
oh
you
my
do.
God.
You do. You do.
I cannot hear myself. This is crazy.
Sounds like he's wearing five masks.
What about this? Is this better? Oh my God.
Did you actually recall your settings?
No, I didn't touch anything. I think
you
Pony,
gotta recall
I think,
your settings.
I think Pony's on the board. I swear to God, because I'm not touching
Pony?
A thing.
Is Pony available to us by phone right now?
Can we get him on the horn here? You can log on to the Comrex. If you're touching anything, Pony, while I'm doing this, I'm
now,
going
now,
to flip
on.
This
don't
board over.
Don't get mad at yeah, him easy, for your easy. Problem until you know it's his fault.
Okay. But he's not going to own up to it. Do you think he's going to own up to it? No
I don't
way.
Think so. He never does. But I mean, I don't know. I just
he
all
never
I want
does.
Is I just want to get a solution to the problem.
Mike, there have been so many cables plugged in wrong this week that I would not
well,
be shocked
then,
this happened.
Okay, vent.
Yes.
Vent about it. Then let
please.
Us know. So you're saying the studio Pony came is Pony here?
No.
Is Pony in Washington?
Ever since he's come back to the studio, things have gone sideways. So
but
much
he's
so
not
that,
in the studio
that
today.
That I sent him home because I said, we are not dealing with you here anymore.
Is
you
Pony,
have to go.
Maddie, would you like to back this up? Is this has Pony been problematic?
Mads?
Madeline? Now we can't hear.
Oh, she's dialing him.
Oh, she's dialing. She loves
she's
the phone system.
Okay, yeah. All right,
Oscar, quick question aside while we bring Pony up. Is he crafty enough? There's an old farming tradition of if you don't want to do a chore, you break the tool. Do you think Pony
no,
is crafty
he's not
enough?
That crafty, Rob.
Just
do
checking.
You think you've worked side by side him? Do you think he's that crafty?
Oh, see.
Boo-boo.
Yes.
Hi there, Pony.
Hello, Mike.
Hi. What's wrong with your phone? What is happening today?
Go ahead, Pony.
Go ahead. Hey, Oscar has some questions about the audio.
Yes.
Pony, are you touching the board while I'm touching the board?
I am not.
Are you sure?
Because I didn't want to... Yep, I am sure, because I didn't want to cause any problems.
Have you touched the board in the past while I've been doing the show?
Today?
No, not today.
But in the past?
I mean, in the past weeks, sure.
Okay, but without me being here, like, you're remotely moving the board?
No. It's only during the show when there's, like, a weird problem. But
yeah, which is fine, because
well,
I have...
Well, he's... That's
I have
okay,
to,
right?
Yeah, but he can't... Like, this is the problem. I'm the one that's here with my headphones on that can hear if there's an issue, right?
So and to support Oscar...
You sound a little better.
I have not touched a thing. I have not touched a single thing.
Yeah, he does sound better.
But
like
he's still, when
quieter.
He's talking, he's getting that like that. Which means his microphone is too hot.
That
and
could
other
be the
things
case.
Have to be adjusted.
Yes. But that, which is fine. We can
it's
do that.
It's picking up all the ambient noise
we can
in the room when you're speaking.
When we do that during the break. Like, literally,
right.
When we open the show, you guys
that's
keep
fine.
Rolling. I can do that
all
during
right.
The break.
Next time, we'll do better.
Yes.
Getting back to the refrigerator.
Yes.
Thank you, Pony.
Thank
you,
Pony.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Just kidding.
Mm-hmm. His favorite, his, yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. The you counter thank you always with your welcome.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Not, uh-huh.
You know what else I will also accept?
Glenda, that's your fault.
Mike, I'll show you what else I would accept. Tell me thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Not at all. I like that
I don't,
sometimes.
I don't like
you
that
like
I
that?
Hate not at
that's,
all.
That's Alton Brownish. That's
okay.
Douchey.
You're Lee's
gone then. It's
you're
gone.
You're not right. Alton Brown.
Right.
Not at all.
How many times have you been out at a restaurant and you say to the server, thank you very much. Uh-huh.
Hate it.
Like, you know what that is? Uh-huh to me is F you. I didn't want to do it, but I had to.
Right. That's my
your
job.
Your welcome is I appreciate you saying thank you to me.
At least
it is a tradition. By the way, for all the young parents out there that are listening to me right now, you teach your children to say thank you and you're welcome. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yep. That's it.
It's the way we do it. That's the way it goes. So
and
that,
I think it's also important to note that when you start a radio show, the guy yes. who's at the board should know everybody sounds great. If you don't, you're failing at life.
You talk about Pony?
Talking about myself.
But you
oh,
know,
really?
Yeah, I beat
you're
myself
yourself
about
up.
This. Yeah.
But no, don't beat yourself up because here's this.
Oh no, I have to, or else
you
no
made
one else
sure
is.
That you made sure that Mike and I sounded nice. You prioritized yourself
oh, no.
behind
there's
us.
There's no spinning that. No,
I'm just
no,
trying
no.
to help you.
Thank you. No,
that's
no,
all.
No, no. I messed
right,
this
not
up.
At
let
all.
Him go. Let
yeah,
him beat himself
me.
Up. I like
it's
that.
It's on me. It's on me. Like literally. Maddie's a 10 out of 10. She's one of
that's
the hardest
okay.
workers I know. Pony's
yeah,
a 5
it.
Out of 5. He could do
you'll
better. He knows
by
that.
The way, everybody that's listening today is going to say I didn't notice anything because it's that subtle. We're audiophiles. Yes. Look, one of the compliments we get on the Mike O'Mara show, and it happens every single week, somebody will mention, your show sounds better than a lot of other podcasts. And
yes.
it sounds that way because we like to spend a lot of time making sure we get it right. Because unfortunately, you can watch any national network news program and see people coming in where we're going to go to San Francisco, California, and check on the protesters out there with reporter JJ in his living room. And you'll hear,
yeah, I wanted to say we're really
yes,
you know what
yes.
I mean? Because yeah. nobody,
that's
it's
a tough part.
It's horrible.
It
so
is.
we pay attention to it. And by the way, I'm very 99.9% of the time delighted. We don't have problems like this.
We'll
fix it.
It's embarrassing.
And I'm also, I think it's marvelous the way Oscar qualified.
Marvelous.
Maddie has a 10 out of 10. Tony's a 5 out of 5. I imagine if he were to go on, he would give me a pass as a pass.
No,
fail.
No.
It would just make it less and less specific.
Incomplete.
I'm jealous.
Incomplete.
I'm jealous that you have room for backup ice cubes in your mind and in your
thank
life.
Thank you for pivoting back to the refrigerator because I want to. So I know that you're the anal retentive, obsessive compulsive refrigerator manager, Carla. Quite often, I'll give you an example. If I need a dairy product, it is almond milk. It is the big plastic jug of almond milk. That's what the gallon jug of almond milk. That I might as well, you know, those Chilean miners that they recovered. I should get them to drill to get my almond milk because there is bread.
This is such an easy solution. This is such an easy solution. Milk and products that are going to get like all the main uses.
You want to start again?
I'm
because
sorry,
you're really
I'm
saying something
up.
I want to pay attention to. And when you have one of your strokes, it's hard for me to get start again.
The stuff that you're going to use on a regular basis, the stuff you need instant access to, belongs in your door.
Like
simply that. Yeah, of course.
Well, okay, you know what? I'm going to let you go. I want you to tell me how your refrigerator is organized, and I will hopefully, I'm not going to write it down, but hopefully I will retain it, and I think this is valuable, and there are a lot of people right now that are perking up because they want to hear this.
We've been through this down this road before, but here's the deal. Stuff that you're going to like open the door, get, and put away quick, that belongs in your door. I'm talking juice, I'm talking milk, I'm talking sauces, like your ketchups, your mustards, your condiments. They belong on the door because then you just open the door. It's right there. You get, especially, Mike, if you have a French door refrigerator, because then you only have to open one door. If you know what it's on, I have to have my bigger items on the right-hand door.
Do you put milk in your door? The door?
Absolutely. It's on the middle compartment of the door.
How big is your milk?
Well, I buy half-gallon containers, cartons, but I buy three of them at a time.
Regular standard.
Obviously, like the big jug milk.
Well, you see, you can, if you have a big,
that
you
won't
should
work.
Be, I think you could. If you have, I think if one of your door shelves should be big enough to hold a gallon. You won't be able to go deep with it, but you should be able to hold a gallon.
So milk and like if you
juices
are a regular
or
orange juice drinker door.
Right.
Ketchup.
And also, some people put eggs in their door, too.
Oh, I grew up with eggs in my door.
Here's the deal. They don't. I hate the fact that refrigerators don't have egg containers anymore.
That just sounds dirty for some reason. What's the matter? Hey, is Oscar coming in today? Yeah, you know, that guy's got eggs in his door.
I thought it sounded more like
crazy.
I lived in a farm community where you get fresh eggs.
No, it sounded to me like it was like a badly translated Chilean expression for someone who's insane.
All right, so
you
know, they're scrambled.
Your regular stuff you're going to use again and again and again, it goes in the door.
Yeah, for faster access. Because also, think about it. If it's in the door and it's only one like layer thick, you can't lose it.
Okay.
Like your almond milk.
It can't migrate
to the back,
to the back of the refrigerator. This is one of the more valuable things he's ever offered me. I hope listeners feel the same. All right, continue.
I want to highlight one thing. I can't make fun of him. He's right. Especially when you take a tall container out that you use all the time around other containers, you avoid the spillage if it's in the door.
Yeah,
the
potential disaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
All right,
here's another thing, and this is something that we violated this week, and this is why I had to do a scrub down. All meats go into the coldest part of your refrigerator, which is the lowest part. You probably have a long drawer at the bottom of your fridge, right?
I got the main, two crispers.
Well, the crisper is a separate drawer, isn't it? If you open the main compartment, there's a drawer at the bottom.
Okay, sure.
And that's where you want to put your meats, like especially stuff that you don't want to cross-contaminate, chicken, pork, beef, stuff like that.
I do put my meats and my cheeses in two separate drawers.
Good, and that was the next thing I was going to talk to you, is your cheese drawer. Keep your cheese separate from your meat, because if anything leaks out of, like, even a well-wrapped package of ground beef is going to occasionally have some...
We put deli meats and things like
what
that.
What if you can't open deli
meat
your fridge?
Be separate. Deli meat must be separate from raw meats if possible leak.
What if circumstance and bad decisions don't allow your refrigerator to be opened all the way?
He's
personalizing
talking about
it.
The size of his house again. Certain bad decisions. Oscar, you could have spent the same money and had a house with a full size refrigerator. You know what?
If I went
16
to,
cubic feet
in Leesburg, I would have lived like a king.
Exactly.
Oh my God!
But you wanted However, to be. You've always wanted to be in the city, and it works for you, does it not? Being in the city works
not
for you.
Not if he wants meat.
Yeah.
But can't Dominique like open up the guest house or something like that for you?
Mother-in-law's cottage.
There's no room for me. He's got three kids.
Oh, yeah. He's got three kids.
Yes,
that's right.
They're beautiful, but they're everywhere.
Right, you know, back to the refrigerator.
The weird thing is the cubic footage of my refrigerator and his house are the same.
That's
just
exactly
over 16 cubic feet.
All right.
You want to keep, what I'm saying here is that raw meat should be kept coldest in the lowest part of your fridge.
I don't use raw meat enough to.
These are rules of thumb. I mean, you do the best you can.
Where do you put the heads? Right. The human heads.
The human heads. Heads.
The Dahmer, the Jeffrey Dahmer heads. What do you put on your main shelf?
The main shelf is where you're going to have like things like leftovers, if you have them in like a plastic container, you know, from the night before, because those can be stacked. If you have like a simple collection of Rubbermaid containers, you can store your leftovers and stuff there. Also, things that you're going to use less often, like on my main shelf, I have like garlic cooking.
You know what? What music I wish we had right now is
what's that?
Do 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 the Elton Brown song.
Oh, good eats.
I watched him do coffee the other day. I wanted to stab him in the
eye. Was it the one where he talked about espresso?
No, it was the one where he was reloaded and going back and correcting his previous mistakes that he said.
Oh, that's you know, the production dollars aren't there and the COVID-19 has hit. We
what
have to
I
make shows up.
When Elton Brown is cooking something, if you're watching, and I happen to have stumbled on Elton Brown twice in the last couple of weeks, and Elton Brown will feign like pulling it out of his own brain when it's all pre-written. That's one of the things I hate about him. So if you want to, is this the Elton Brown? Is this full song?
It's the full
that
song.
You happen to have handy? God. What I like to do when I'm cooking the roast is put it in here for about 4.5 hours. And he's thinking, no, that's written down, nerd faker. That's what it is, making things more complicated than they need to be. I like to take the lobsters with a rolling pin and roll out the legs so you can get extra meat. Shut up. Shut up, Alton. I tried that once. It came out as scrambled meat, mushed meat.
Gross.
You have a crisper, and that's obviously where your vegetables should be. Vegetables should be kept separated from most other things. Sometimes I incorporate vegetables and cheese together. Not going to be any cross-contamination there. If you can keep your because vegetables should be in a more humid environment. Cheese should be in a drier environment. There should be an adjustable like slide on your crisper that allows the amount of moisture in.
So I don't know whether I have that or not. Or
now on your top shelf, which is for me, it's a very, I probably have it at like maybe 4 or 5 inches, not a really tall one.
Yeah, that's your Doers, your Johnny Walker.
That's top shelf liquor. You're thinking different.
I'm sorry.
Top shelf of the fridge. And you mentioned it. That's where I'll keep bread. That's the top shelf is where I keep eggs. Top shelf is where I will. Oh, I keep butter in a drawer by itself. I have a narrow drawer. That's where I keep the butter. And then anything else is sort of in your main area of the fridge. Right
at any one time, this is one of those.
Let me hang off with the pass. I ran out of butter over the weekend.
Hold on, you're screwing up my bit. I'm teeing one up for you. At any given time, and I'm sorry you ran out, but at any given time, how much butter do you have in your refrigerator on average?
I would love to give you a comical answer, but I will answer this truthfully, and it will serve as a comical answer. 4 pounds.
Oh, God.
But in these times of crisis, Oscar, I ran out. And also,
you know, also, hold on, we're going. Don't interrupt me again. We can come back to it. You know what he keeps? You know what he keeps right next to the butter?
What's that?
What's that?
The insulin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Tonight on Murder, She Wrote.
What's your angle on this, Mrs. Fletcher? Oh, I know. Never hurts to steal from the headlines, right?
Excuse me?
No, you're researching a new book. Murder on the Great White Way, that sort of thing, right?
Guilty as charged, Mr. Cullen. But, of course, as you know in mysteries, timing is of the utmost importance.
Yeah, naturally.
I mean, for example, what time did Mr. O'Mara leave here last night after he finished his review?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. He wrote at home.
Oh, I see. You mean a messenger picked up his review?
No. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my modems. Goodness, how
modems.
The reviews came in on a printer like this one. Oh, those machines can do anything except write. But some of our reporters can't do that either, so... But the machines check out the spelling, and they even note the time pieces come in here.
And what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Let's see. 11:15. Oh, I see what you're getting at. He must have died right after that.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Talk about going with your boots on.
Nancy Sinatra.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Modems.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. Yeah, Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking, Charlie Warren. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios. Heard everywhere from Prescott, Arizona, Opal, Virginia, Craigmont, Idaho, White Oak, Pennsylvania, South Hill in Spokane, Washington, and Frederiksberg, Denmark. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by KiwiCo. I was talking about my son, who's looking forward, I think, any day now to get his next KiwiCo package.
On the way, yeah.
I'm very, very excited about that. If you think it's impossible to get kids these days away from the screen, think about KiwiCo. Really, it's a science and art subscription box for kids, tested by kids. And if you've got a kid that you think is a smarty pants, a little smart guy like I do,
yes.
KiwiCo's great because it activates their brain more than sitting there and in front of a screen all day. It's more fun than any game they can play. I was truly surprised by how much we enjoyed it together. He loves getting it. He really now does things on his own, but I love sitting there with him and watching him put together a kaleidoscope.
It's fun to watch them do it. It's fun to watch their brains at work. That's so cool.
Each box, by the way, has all the supplies you need for that month's project. All you need is an appetite for fun and some time to sit at the kitchen table like we do and enjoy your KiwiCo box. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS, and you are going to love it. One of the things we discussed with the guys yesterday, I have my boys' night out after golf. I normally, our Cocoonville golf course is closed for maintenance, and so we went out to another location. And
the maintenance was planned pre-COVID, wasn't it? I mean, this is an ongoing thing.
Yeah, probably. The date was already set, but we go to another place.
And where do you go?
We go to another joint down here. There are tons of golf courses.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know if you went to like a Hooters or like, how does that happen?
Do you go to the world's quietest golf course?
Am I still there? Oh, God. We got to fix this right away. I'm sorry. Just give me a second.
We're going to stop down. We're going to stop down.
No. This will take 2 seconds.
Do we have to stop down? We don't have to stop. That'd be great.
You have to tell me what you hear from me. That's all I need. All
right. Soft.
Is this better?
up.
Is this better now?
Yes, it
much
is.
Much better.
Okay, that's all it was.
That's it.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the we go to another joint, and then there are guys that that usually they first of all most of them have their kids are grown, and right. these are retirees that I hang out with. These are the guys that I you know they're anywhere from their you know early late 50s to late 60s that we hang out with, and a lot of these guys don't have their kids with them like I do. They don't have, so they're out, and they go out and they have a few cocktails, and they're down here, and some of them are single and some of them aren't, and so we ventured out to have a boys' night out.
Sure.
And it was
It spontaneous, or had it been planned in advance?
It was, I planned it the day before, which is probably okay. Why I hung with the guys. But I did want to point out that, you know, the career, not the career low, but the season low for your boy here, a 77.
Is that like a personal best for the season?
Not a personal best, but it is definitely one of the best scores
top
I shot
three,
yesterday.
Top five?
It's top, definitely in the top five.
Damn.
In the top
Excellent.
Five. On a course I'd never
in
seen.
In the middle of a pandemic.
In the middle of when we had cloud cover down here.
Yeah.
Oscar's busted my balls. In the middle of a pandemic. Oscar will do that because I've given him a hard time about the sound today. He is now making an attempt to put a seed in the minds of the haters out there who will hate me. For doing this.
So, and here's why you. He was, it was much. So well played. I have to compliment you,
yes,
Oscar.
It was well played. He's sneaky
Mike
that
was
way.
So excited about the 77 that for a that brief fleeting moment
that I
you thought
right
it was sincere.
And I did.
Yes. You really thought he cared.
Yeah. So out there, you don't care about your fellow man.
It's legal.
I was more leaning on, shouldn't this top five have an asterisk next to it?
No.
Because it's not really the regular
steroids.
What the asterisk should be placed on would be one of the guys I was playing, my friend Tim, said that this is it was hot. He said, but thank God we had cloud cover throughout the day. He said, if that sun comes out, we've got a different thing. I have never, and I'm a Floridian.
Yeah,
right.
I have never been out in what I was out in yesterday. The clouds parted, and we had a temperature of 102 degrees.
Oof.
with about 75% humidity.
Oh my God.
It was
That's impressive. You can't
One of the
do
guys
that.
Said he was seeing stars out there.
Jesus.
So, but it was the end of the day when it happened and the skies opened up. It's we're in that season. It's summertime
Can I
down
ask you
here.
A quick question as a
yes.
golfer and a mm-hmm. competitor. When in the round do you realize that you're on track to have a great game like you did?
After the first nine holes.
And does it change your mindset? Does it put a mental pressure on yourself?
And you try not to let it, because if you do, that's you're going to screw up. If you start thinking
right.
about it,
you're
going to screw up. But you can't not think about it when you're a you know, an amateur hack golfer like me. You can't
right.
Stop thinking about it. It's it was really nice. Look, having my body rebuilt and losing a few pounds down here and getting out and exercising, I really do think was a a nice worm turning
10
with
years
that.
On your life easy.
Yep.
It's really, really gratifying. Yeah. But the reason I bring up the golf is with my boys last night, one of the big subjects was baseball. And mm-hmm. I was half listening to this other mm-hmm. conversation, but Oscar came in today and I have not seen this. I haven't read about it. And you were talking about baseball's done it again. They've screwed up. I am a baseball fan. I love watching
yes.
baseball. I don't know what this is. So share it with
okay.
me what's going on
so,
about baseball.
If you're a sports fan,
this is Rob's Taps version of baseball's take me out to the ball game.
If you're a sports
my buddy
fan.
Kenny Burns did this.
And those for okay. us in the DC area coming off a World Series win.
Yes.
Like, that's massive.
Right.
You were yearning for anything to come back early. Basketball.
We all know
is the football
we're not going to see
gonna
the crowds. We're all aware of that. Is
baseball going to be here? So the one sport that had a real market opportunity to get people in back at the forefront of people's minds is baseball, because they could have struck a deal months ago to be back and playing, I would say, late June, early July.
Right.
But because they pussyfooted around this, and the players versus the owners as far as if they're going to get a prorated salary, if they were going to get paid correctly, if the owners were going to make enough money, all of this BS.
And free agency is a big part of it, right?
Not at all right now. Not at all.
Oh, I see. I thought they were going to allow these guys to...
free agency doesn't happen if there's no season.
Get their time. Get credit for their time in.
Okay, well,
do you understand?
Okay, yeah.
Here's the point.
I get it.
If a player is a free agent at the end of this season, the abbreviated season will not affect his time in the league. So if you are due to be a free agent at the end of the season, they are... I heard that they were going to let them... That's a point of contention.
Okay, that is a point of contention, but not the straw that breaks the camel's back.
All right, what are they
doing?
Because
the game is bigger. This is the issue. You've got the NBA who's made... that they have made plans, and they are set to launch in July. They are ready to go. They're going to
set in stone. It's a modified season.
They're going to a bubble in Orlando. They're going to have one in Vegas, and then they're going to play a playoffs. Done.
Right.
And the NFL says they're going to play 100%. Like they're in. Right. They're already teams are already reporting to their personal training camps.
Right.
At their facilities. Like that's happening. The only sport that's around is baseball. Now, I will say this, Mike. If you own a baseball team and your baseball team has, I guess, been valued at multiple billions of dollars, you are prepared to be to weather a pandemic, correct?
I would think.
So these SDIC owners to go out and say, hey, you're only working 50% of the season, so we're going to pay you 50% of your salary. No. Like, you still got your team when you're done. These players have a limited shelf life. Pay them something that's viable.
This is their careers. I agree with you 1,000%. It's the talent management debate all the time.
Yeah, so they went bean counting, and they decided to offer the players a bad deal that goes against their entire collective bargaining agreement. So then you see what this old adage of billionaires versus millionaires going on, and everybody at home sitting around watching the KBO, the Korean Baseball League, because they got nothing on the air.
Right. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, who looks like a bit of a stain.
Manfred!
And by the way, baseball commissioners in the years past, that's the first time I've heard that name.
Yeah.
Baseball commissioners back in the day with Bowie Kuhn and Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
You knew their names. They were household
Jimmy
names.
Hoffa.
Just like you have Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, as a household name. Not the case anymore. Well done. He reportedly informed teams this week of a plan that will allow clubs to furlough employees or reduce their pay because of the league's coronavirus shutdown. But he also told league employees, there he is. Doesn't he look like a nad?
Mm.
He told league employees that he expects baseball to return in 2020. I fully anticipate baseball will return this season.
Okay.
You should already be done with that.
And breaking this morning, Mike, is the latest. It's going to be a 3-month season done in September.
So they're going to come back in September?
No. They're coming back in, I would say, August, because they want July to, you know, go through their spring training. And then let's say they come back in August. It'll be a 50-game. It might be as bad as a 50-game season. 50 games in baseball is nothing.
I heard 50 games. Yeah, that's what I had heard.
That just doesn't cut it. I agree with you.
50 games 100%. In baseball don't do the season.
You're right.
That is so weird.
Yeah, and you're right. Baseball's popularity has been declining year after year after year, and this is something where they should have jumped right in.
They should have been the first sport out doing their thing.
Look at NASCAR. I mean, NASCAR jumped. You know, they did it safely. They brought it back.
Esports.
And by the way, but here's the thing: everything that's opening, there's a big asterisk on that now because you don't know cases of the COVID are spiking, Mike, in the United States again.
Look, I'm saying that if you're going to look for any opportunity to get an edge, and I know there are other people's lives and livelihoods on the line, but if you're a sport that is dying, that means nothing, that nobody cares about anymore, for the most part, like the youth, America's youth, is not into baseball the way you're into baseball.
I'm one of the biggest baseball fans in the
world. I'm now into baseball.
My interest has declined.
Because I like a winning product, and DC's finally offered one, so I'm all in. And
they had one before that. They were known as the Washington Capitals, so don't be like
I became
the
a hockey fan then, too. Mike, if you win, I'm in.
He'll jump on any bandwagon.
I'm a bandwagon guy.
He's a bandwagon.
So I buy the merch. I stimulate that economy, you know?
Yes.
That counts as well. So
you went to a game, you almost got mugged.
Yeah, I almost got mugged. Audi Field, dicey at night.
I know.
Very dicey difficult. At night. Especially Audi when it's field. Not open.
Audi bought the stadium. Jesus. This doesn't sound right. You know? Cooper from Cooper Mini Field in Audi.
What pissed me off is I'm enjoying the Korean Baseball League. Like I'm watching the KBO.
I never knew you as someone who would be that Mike. Into live
well,
sports.
The Korean Baseball League is much like the American, but spicier.
It's this is where one day you're gonna lose your own way of making a living because you don't know when to stop. You don't know when to stop.
It's a cuisine joke, is all it is.
Well, because that's waka waka inappropriate this time of year. Not probably not.
Hey, we gotta. We'll come back talk more baseball.
Yes, KBO, Mike. It's called the KBO.
The KBO,
yes,
the Kimchi Baseball Organization. I'm sorry,
exactly.
That's I couldn't help
foodies.
It. He said spicy.
I work with foodies.
I understand. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Some of us are getting pretty tired of just sitting around with nowhere to do any gambling. I say we start making some bets on TMOS. How many times will Mike complain about his neighbors? How often will Rob mention fruitcake? And what are the odds Oscar will destroy another part of his tiny house to save 50 cents on a plumber? For a good bet, shop on the banners of the Mike O'Mara Show. Right. Guaranteed jackpot.
Guaranteed.
Thank you. She's to the point, isn't
Ruthie.
She? Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Where do you keep your Freshly in your refrigerator, Rob?
Keep that in the downstairs fridge.
Oh, why would you do
closer,
that?
That's closer to you.
No, but further from the microwave. But it stacks
it
nicely.
Further, it's also further from your son.
Your kids.
Who eats all the
you
Freshly.
Hoard them.
By the way, back on solid food as of last night, attaboy Robert, fast healer, and was screaming the praises of white bean turkey chili from Freshly.
Hello. So,
love
yeah,
it.
Hello.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Freshly is what we're talking about. They understand that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Imagine better for you golden oven fried chicken, creamy springtime risotto, and fall apart tender beef brisket. That's just a few of the 30 plus health conscious options to choose from. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
If you have any sliver of doubt in your mind about Freshly, go to their website and just browse their menu. It'll suck you in. These foods are magnificent. Do it.
Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's freshly.com/TMOS. And TMOS. And the chili, turkey chili. What was that again? That sounded really good.
It was
really
a white bean turkey chili, and it Hello. Smelled fantastic. And you know what? He's loving everything right now because he can finally eat food that he can chew. I got up this morning. I went to bed like 10:30 last night. I got up this morning and about a quarter of the Charlie Burney coffee cake was gone.
He just chowed down on it.
Yeah, good
for him.
And he doesn't gain. He's like your dad, right? He doesn't gain a lot of weight.
He's like my dad used to be, perhaps. But yeah.
Hey, Pop. What a dig. Jesus. No,
Robert is a literal string bean. He is so thin. And it's he's 6'4 and I think 68 pounds. Just tall. Very thin.
68 pounds. That's little scary. So we will have baseball, but we don't. What is the
It's going to be completely prorated. I have all the details here.
Okay.
So it's been, and you should know this from a fan perspective. These negotiations have been happening for the past, in earnest, every day something new, for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going to work? What's going to happen? And it went from the prorated salaries to, okay, maybe we'll pay you for some of this. But, okay, well, what about doing 82 games? Okay, maybe 76 games. Get your ass together. Don't continue signaling to your fans that you have no control over your future. And this is what's big. Even if they get to like a respectable 70-game season, which is still going to be weird, and we have baseball this year, which I hope is the case.
Right.
Well, you know,
their collective bargaining agreement, Mike, has to be renegotiated in 2021. That is next effing year.
So they're just doing this for 2 months. This is a deal that'll be in place for 2 months at best.
That's why I said you just threw the baby out with the bathwater, because you got to go back to negotiating. And if America hates you, the owners and the players, and nobody cares about your sport because you lost the market opportunity, and now the idea that everybody's home and is just yearning for anything. To take their mind off of what's happening. The Korean Baseball Organization is the big winner here. They are. They absolutely are, because you get to see them playing. And if anything, the biggest loser are the fans, because you get to see what this is all about. And I put honestly, most of the blame on the owners. If your franchise,
they say it's a whiff. There's a guy in the Wall Street Journal named Jason Gay who writes, "What the heck is baseball doing? Baseball's big whiff. Where's the summer game?" And he writes about exactly what you're talking about. That they've blown it. Mm-hmm. They've really, really blown it because of greed and dicking around, and they just don't see.
Largely the reason that baseball has fallen off for the past years anyway. I mean, they're just going by the same playbook.
No. Oscar, it's a boring game, right?
So when you watch KBL, how do they handle social?
KBO.
How do they handle social distancing? Are there fans in the stands at all?
They've got cheerleaders on top of the dugouts all alone, one of them. And then they got a mask on. They have mascot cutouts behind the dugout, so it looks like there are people there, but it's their own mascots.
I remember that they were doing, they were putting action figures in the seats.
Yeah. I mean, if you want a primer of how to do sports and bring it on and by the way, Mike, you would actually love this. You got Buster Olney in the morning. You got a full baseball crew calling the games from the States, watching it on television via satellite, calling the game from home. They
screwed up.
Do it in America. Do it in the States.
That is just.
Let me ask you this, Mike. You're a Red Sox fan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's say they weren't having. We're going through the slump right now, but you're a fan regardless. You paid for spring training tickets.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I have not gotten refunded by StubHub for my spring training game
That's one. I would say.
By the way, where is that money? I'm very curious.
I don't know.
Hold on just a second. Let me get my phone. Where's my money? Okay. Show me the money.
But for
let me talk to Mr. Hub.
I'm a fraud, right? I'm just getting in. Like, I went to a World Series first time. I know that I spent a fortune.
I'm still into it enough to know that getting rid of Mookie Betts was a terrible decision on the part of the Boston.
As a true fan of the game, no shtick, how does this make you feel?
It makes me feel angry because of what's always made me feel angry with professional sports. When you have a baseball go on strike, it has been this strike, which they've been striking for as long as I can remember being a fan.
Yeah, this is technically not a strike right now. This technically isn't a strike.
It's not about a strike, but it's still a negotiation where back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And look, you can trace it back if you want to be management-centric. You can trace it back to giving the players too much power. Mm-hmm. Or you can trace it back to, these guys have a short shelf life, as Oscar mentioned, and they have to make their money when they can make it. But it's really been frustrating because I think that both sides are at fault. Mm. I know you want to side with the players here.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm always labor first, salaries, Mike.
I think salaries in baseball, I think you can play 4 to 5 years and set yourself up with a paltry sum compared to what they're getting. The high end baseball players are it's gotten to be stupid money, absurd money. It's not in balance. It's so far out of whack. You should be able to become successful and be set up for life, but you're usually retiring as a young man. I believe this. I think what we've done with professional sports in general, baseball in particular, the salaries are just completely out of whack when you're talking about people in the streets that aren't getting educated. I look at it that way. But with baseball, you've got greed on one side, multi billionaires in some cases, and greed on the player's side, which is they want. And you get these impasses that screw only one group of people, the fans that care, that have resulted in TV revenues that line everybody's pocket.
Okay, and in fairness, it trickles down to an entire economy based on sports.
When television you have a stadium rights, in a city, commercials, and you're employing people. Yeah, I get it. I get that.
It comes down to that.
It's greed.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. then, and you probably know this, Mike, but for me, what really hits home, and this is for the owners. You've got a farm system and these AAA teams that, these minor league teams that, It's like unlike any other. Some of these minor league squads sustain towns. They don't have games. They cut thousands of players because they're not going to have a season this year. These minor league teams.
They just said, that's it.
It's a scratch.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know that. So that's not going to come back when baseball comes back? So you're not going to have a late June to September season for minor leagues?
Over.
Yeah, because you know what? The whole point of that is the local economy going to stadiums.
Exactly.
And if nobody's going, why are they going to pay the players? They can't. They don't have TV money.
Well, the answer to your question, I've always been mad at baseball for striking, and it's frustrating. And being a pretty decent baseball fan.
Where is Wade Boggs when you need him?
Exactly.
He had another sport besides baseball that he was good at, and that's laying pipe. That's what he used to do. I remember that. I remember that dude. Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back.
I didn't know he was known for that. I was just a little kid with a baseball card.
Do a dive right now. Wade Boggs.
He did a dive.
Just put in Wade Boggs adultery. You'll have a lot of fun with that one. We'll take. Hey, I don't forget. I remember. We'll take a little break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Mike O'Mara.
I'm the president of the New York State Association of PBAs.
This is also Mike O'Mara.
Who gave this a-hole a show?
This guy is angry.
We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified. It's disgusting.
This guy is funny.
May a diseased Singaporean rain on your Nobel Prize.
You may ask yourself,
do you know where I can find him?
On Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram and Twitter.
At Mike O'Mara Show!
And online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is Michael O'Mara, and this is what he has to say.
And my duties.
Way to go, Jimmy. Jim Amato, fantastic job. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Noom. Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do, the way you do the things you do. And it gives you tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part, they've got a great food database. You're going to love that. Literally everything at a glance. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar, Carla, Mike O'Mara, we all love Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
The Wade Boggs info is heavy and it is scintillating. These are the headlines. Wade Boggs, love ended 2 years before affair ended. And then, so these are all like the headline. Apparently, this is a big to-do. I don't know how I missed this.
Yeah, he cheated with, I think her name might have been Margot.
A Costa Mesa woman, Mike.
What was her name?
I'm pulling it up as we speak. Margot Adams.
Margot Adams!
Yes!
That was his little baseball Annie.
Yeah.
That's yes, sir.
Margo.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. In a land far, far away. A long, long ago. You guys have been talking about it, and before I get out of here, I wanted to talk about Space Force that both of you have watched. I have read conflicting reviews on the Steve Carell show. When I first heard about it, Steve Carell coming back and doing a regular comedy series, I said, this is going to be great. Space Force has got to be potentially great, and then I read meh reviews about it, and then you guys say you watched it, and I was excited, and then I looked elsewhere based on reviews. So you guys are the.
It's got a couple things about it that I really enjoy. It's got a great cast. I mean, like an all-star cast. And when you
that, see that won't sell me completely on a show. That doesn't matter.
How about this? John Malkovich playing funny is great.
Yeah,
really
John Malkovich is
great.
Tough to argue. Yeah. You know, Teddy KGB,
and also,
I love the man.
Ben Schwartz, if you're not familiar with his work, is a scene stealer. Tawny Newsom is great. And I love Steve Carell. He can do anything for me, and he's funny on camera for me. But
I feel like there's a butt coming.
No, I will say this, Oscar, back me up if you think of it. Also, I think one of its strengths, it is a beautiful looking television show. It looks like a motion picture.
Do you understand, though, what you're saying right now? You're not saying it's hysterical.
It'll kill you
with laughs.
Okay. If I would have gone to a movie and it was the same plot line and I'm thinking Anchorman and I'm going to bust the gut every time I see the movie. This is not that.
No, he's right. Yeah, this is screaming funny.
Yeah, this is not Anchorman. I would go as far as to say it's a mesh between The Office and Frasier. That's the best way to put it.
To explain it comedically, I would say it's never going to bore you. You're not going to want to bail on
it. It's not, but there are a lot of interpersonal relationships that you're dealing with.
It's a slow burn comedy sometimes. It's like it's a seeping in type comedy. And there are moments that you are going to hold your stomach and laugh. I give you episode 2 in The Chimpstronaut. Yes. This is really great television. I really, really enjoyed it.
Is it satire with the current state of affairs in Space Force?
All day.
Yeah, and government. All right. Big government.
It's not Spaceballs. And I know you hated Spaceballs, Mike.
Mel's best work.
No. I'm
not a fan of that movie. Right.
Yeah. So that's probably not the good benchmark. But what it does do is it moves at a good pace.
It does.
Okay.
It is, if you walk in with like, all right, entertain me while if I have nothing else, because we've seen everything.
Yeah, true.
They go in with the bare bones, like you're not the hot chick, but you're like, fine, I'm hammered.
All right,
I'll watch
what? I'll give you
what I mean?
Compare it for purposes of comparison.
Right.
The Space Force and Schitt's Creek. Similar?
Schitt's Creek is funny. Like that is butt-gusting funny.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Right. Space Force is entertaining. But not butt-gusting funny. They have moments, but not every episode.
Yeah, and they have a similar sort of vibe in that they're subtle. They're not over the top. Screaming at you that this is funny. So I would say that they have a similar vibe, but also Space Force is just really, it seems really well crafted to me.
The
characterizations are good and the acting is good and there's not a weak performance.
And you know what, Matt, it's taking me out of the mindset of wanting to watch Space Force.
What's that?
Is because they somehow figured out to do it at the right time when we were taking our astronauts back to the space station.
Oh, and speaking of which, hold on.
So you stopped watching it because of that?
No. So the connotation of the blundering blundering Space Force
timing is good.
With the space shuttles blowing up really didn't sit well with me as I'm racing towards a 3:30 launch to hopefully that doesn't happen.
All right, we all were kind of into the launch. Yes, isn't it funny those guys are up there now for...
Yeah.
That's the one thing you didn't
Bob
get
and
the... you didn't, Bob and Doug, they didn't give you the information how long they're going to be up there. That was always weird to me, where the one factoid that came out of this was, well, they may be up there for a couple of weeks to 6 months.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was just
I heard is that Doug, not Bob, but Doug asked for a late checkout, so he could be up there a little... Now, this is this story broke this week, or I think the end of last week. U.S. military might lose the Space Force trademark to the Netflix series because Netflix trademarked Space Force before the U.S. government did.
Right.
So
there you go.
Netflix slightly more litigious than our U.S. government. Well, so they get the merch, I guess.
And where is our Space Force that we were? I mean, wasn't that a?
It's the best. It's the biggest. It's the fastest.
It's Space Force. We're going Star Wars.
You can buy
Star Wars. Are going to be great and special.
You can buy Space Force. This is prior to the show even coming out.
Yes.
IDs and logos and decals all over the interweb. Like it is like there are a bunch of nerd nicks running around with Space Force.
That's a shocker. That you can
Space
get
Force ID.
Yes. Imagine some nerd out at a bar. Well, I happen to be a high Hooters waitress. I'm a pretty big deal with Space Force.
First Lieutenant.
Coffee mug. Mike, I quote the Hollywood Reporter. It says, "With Netflix's effort, the first to come to fruition, the U.S. Space Force was announced by President Donald Trump in March of 2018. The military branch was officially established as a a formal organization in December 2019. Netflix greenlit the episodes in January 2019. So Netflix technically owns the trademark of the words Space Force. So
Space Force and the United States government does it.
Yeah.
I'd like to fix that. I bet he'll probably sue him. He'll probably sue him to get it back.
It's all the Space Force television show. Yeah. I would say it's built on ego.
Yeah.
Right.
We got to make sure that the rocket launches faster than any other rocket. We got to make sure that the rocket moves faster through air than any other rocket. Like, everything's like, we got to do it bigger and better.
Will you go back and watch it?
I've watched, like, I blew through all 10 while we were here at the studio working on, like, wiring stuff,
okay.
Right?
All right. I think it's worth a look.
Yeah, but if you're at home and you're not worried about the real space shuttle blowing up, it's probably a better time to watch it. Maybe I didn't give it a good shake.
And it wasn't the space shuttle. It was the, Dragon space capsule. Dragon space capsule. The Dragon.
Mike, there's a great scene when they...
The Elon Musk mobile.
All of the government agencies are meeting, and they bring in Space Force, and they tell Steve Carell, he says, well, you're in, and it's just under the Coast Guard. He says, no, we're still above the Coast Guard. The Salvation Army is above the Coast Guard.
All right, you sold me. All right, we got to take a break. That's good. Space Force.
Space Force.
Speaking of TV, I'll get to my whole thing on stuffy-nosed weather girls.
Please.
When I come back tomorrow. Coming up, we've got news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a short break. Be right back, everybody.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
There he is.
You know, Pony Boy.
Hello.
We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in. Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action.
Treat it.
So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Don't touch the board.
I want to do that when you come back.
Those were ponies.
Glory days.
Glory days.
Like a new pony promo, please. Thank you. That's like 12 months ago that he did that. But we love you. Pony.
That's when he come peaked, Mike.
Welcome back.
Space
welcome
Force.
Back
pony
to
Force.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Pony Force. Pony Force. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Talking Heads. We're going to do it tomorrow. Do you like the Mike O'Mara Show? Sure, we all do. How would you like to be a part of the action? Now you can. Every Friday, you're going to have a chance to grab your computer, fire up your Zoom, and panel for a segment on TMOS. It's TMOS Talking Heads. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Anyway,
I love that.
And for one shining moment, you can be one quarter by volume, not by weight, of America's most beloved podcast. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. I'm David Byrne, and I'm weird looking. Just shoot an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com with a few words about yourself and all of your contact info, and you may be hearing from us. Let us know. We look forward to seeing you now. Get busy. Tomorrow is closer than you think. We've already selected our candidate for this Friday.
Reached out to her this morning.
It's a lady.
Is it Margo? Is it Margo Adams?
It's Margo Adams. Yes, and
very exciting.
She has some evidence from a previous affair that she's going to share with us.
Did you know Wade Boggs bought this lady a multi-hundred-thousand-dollar penthouse?
Sure.
This
why
guy.
Not?
Yeah.
You don't
well,
buy your mistress
on
a
show
penthouse.
Tomorrow. Good. She'll be bringing the dress.
News of Boggs.
HBO Max caused the internet to explode yesterday, announcing that it was removing Gone with the Wind because of, you know, racism and the glorification of the Civil War era South. Rob Spiewak, one of his favorite movies, I should point out.
Yeah, but it is. But you know what? I think it's time.
I think society's telling you that maybe you should reevaluate.
I think it's time.
Hold on. People were so freaked out, the movie sold out on Amazon.
Yeah.
This is a strange country.
That's a McCarthy list right
this
there.
This is a very strange country.
Yeah. Round them up.
List.
Round up the people that bought that movie.
HBO Max later said they'll bring Gone with the Wind back and will do so in its original form, but it'll be accompanied by, quote, a discussion of its historical context and a denouncement of its depictions of ethnic and racial prejudices.
I love it.
They added, quote, if we are to create a more just, equitable, and inclusive future, we must first acknowledge and understand our history. Solution.
Yeah.
That's a smart.
Absolutely.
This is why HBO is HBO. This is why they do what they do. They do smart things. They let comedians be comedians. Mm-hmm. They let the creative people rock and roll. And I think this is a solution. And I would love to watch Gone with the Wind to hear a discussion go at the same time about, you know, how they did this. And we're not talking about the Civil War era South. We're talking about the movie about the Civil War era South during a time when racial insensitivity was much more significant than it is today. Yeah. So,
Mike, I know that especially these last few months, you and I have been spending even more time with Turner Classic Movies.
Amen.
And watching some older films. Yep. And you see so many things that remind you of how far we've come.
Yep.
And you have to put them in a historical context.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, it's actually a valuable teaching tool. Yes. Point out why it was wrong. And you know what? It is. We've been around as a culture for thousands of years, but movies have only existed for about 100 years. And they're marvelous time capsules of what was going on in the world at the time of production. This can be used as a valuable teaching tool.
How many tornadoes rolled through the village in Gone with the Wind?
That is The Wizard of Oz, and that is the wrong movie. Right studio, right director.
All right, shut up. I got news to read.
Okay.
Please. Thanks to the wonder of computers, we can now take anyone's face and put it on anyone else's body and have it look totally realistic. And as with any new advances in technology, we're mostly using it for porn.
Well, Wade Boggs did it back in the day. He put his face on her body, didn't he?
Wade Boggs featured on the show today. Kristen Bell has been the subject of porn deepfakes, and she's not okay with it. She first found out about it from her husband, Dax Shepard. She says, quote, I was just shocked because this is my face, belongs to me. It's hard to think about that I'm being exploited. And she is.
Yeah.
She adds, quote, we're having this gigantic conversation about consent, and I do not consent.
Mm.
That's why it's not okay. Even if it's labeled as this is not actually her, it's hard to think about that. I wish that the internet were a little bit more responsible and a little bit kinder. And probably put that story
Look,
in there.
I know a friend that has seen videos like this before.
Yes.
And he says, yes.
How does he, he says what?
He says, yes, the technology is interesting, but it
Hi,
should be.
Hi, Oscar,
it should
this
be,
is it Wade.
It should be used for good, Wade.
It
should be used for good.
Yeah.
Yes. And if
I
they don't,
think we should
they don't
probably
consent,
stop
then
this discussion
should not do
right
that.
Now.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Because I just have to ask. I can't. I'm sorry.
Fine.
Is it realistic when you see like one of your favorite
My
people?
Friend said it could be better.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right,
then.
Yeah.
Then I'm against it. If you are
bold, Mike, very bold.
If you're still waiting for a Goonies 2, I know you love that movie.
Oh my God, I'd give a left. You know what? For a Goonies 2.
Here's a ray of hope for you. Adam Goldberg says he wrote a script.
Nut. I don't know if you can say that.
He wrote a script for the sequel and believes it will happen. And he's probably the right guy to do it since he created the Goldberg.
Yes,
which
Adam
is basically
Goldberg.
It's just a love letter to the 80s.
Yeah, he's
Goldberg
a funny guy.
Claims he had a meeting scheduled with original director Richard Donner, but it got canceled due to the corona. Once everything returns to normal, though, he promises that the movie will get made.
Richard Donner's got to be like 100 years old now.
Which one of your interns became a producer on television? I forget who that was.
Greg Garcia. Oh.
Greg Garcia.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes, dear. That was his show, right?
That was, uh-huh.
Were you friendly with him, Rob?
He predated me. I've talked to him on the phone. Richard Donner is 90 years old. Do not let him out of the house.
Wow.
How dare you?
Wow, that's scary.
I'm in for a Goonies 2. Thank you for bringing that up.
Very good. Cool. It's been a little harder to find joy in things this year, and a new poll found that 90% of us agree the world needs more of it. That's for sure. So where do you find joy? Well, hopefully right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. Here are the top five simple activities that bring us joy the most, according to the survey. Number five, hearing one of your favorite songs. That's
great.
Love it.
That's tiny.
I played Oingo Boingo this morning.
Which
it's
song?
It's a dead man's party.
There we go.
Who
you
could
go.
Ask for more? Everyone's invited. Leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door. Soon you. Sorry. Number four, receiving a hug from a close friend or loved one.
Come here, baby.
Also, 58. You know what? last night, I did. Yeah, I'm sorry about the social distancing. I did get a hug from a friend who said we should do this more often because I hadn't been out with these
guys.
And it made me feel happy. He's just a great guy. Just a wonderful guy. My buddy Gino, salute to you. Number three, watching a favorite movie or TV show. That's a lot of people doing that. Time spent outside.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good too. And number one, family dinners. That's a lot of people. 61% of people said family dinners are what brings them joy. And I really should do that more in my own house. I really should. We kind of all go our separate ways for dinner.
It is really, you know, you would think it's not a tough thing to accomplish, but it is. You got four schedules going on. It's tough.
Absolutely. I love this song.
I thought he ate at five every day.
He's playing Joy.
Apollo
Johann
100.
Sebastian. Wonderful. Or no, Johann Sebastian, though. You got to give him a... Isn't this Bach? Oh,
it is Bach. Yes.
Yeah, Bach.
And was also featured in Boogie Nights.
Ah, Bach.
Thank you.
Which was based loosely on the career of Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs. Hey, now it's time for the visual aids portion of the program.
Oh,
a 16-year-old boy named Philip Angus from Boyertown, Pennsylvania, just set the Guinness World Record for the biggest open mouth. His mouth is 3.75 inches from top to bottom. When he opens it all the way, he beat the previous record by a quarter of an inch, and he's happy to have the record. Quote, I've never been the best at anything, really, but I'm now the best at this, and it feels great knowing that I have this and no one else can have it until they beat me. He's 16.
Life goals, Mike.
Would you like to see the picture? Here we
go.
Yes,
please. Yes.
Here he is. Let's hold that up there. There he is.
Oh!
All right.
I don't know how you can see that on a recruiting dossier and say, oh, congratulations. So you did something when you were 16.
And there ladies, yes. He's single.
He's single.
I mean, you can put a 2x4 in that thing.
I told you, today is the day, and now a little something-something with another visual aid.
Not even close.
Police in Merle's Inlet, South Carolina, are looking for a guy who broke into a closed Waffle House on Sunday to eat. The guy was wearing a suit, and he prepared three meals for himself, and he ate them. Wearing a suit. I didn't know Pitbull would break into a Waffle House.
How courteous. He dressed up.
Yeah. I mean, it looks actually like he's pretty together. He then stole a box of disposable gloves and left after eating the three meals at Waffle House. The cops have released the photo, and those are from the security cameras. Police are now checking area drugstores to see if anyone purchased any Pepto-Bismol, Imodium, or Pepcid Complete. Thank you very much. That's my own personal acid indigestion Waffle House. I have never eaten there where my
either.
Gut does not catch fire. No, I've eaten there, Rob. It just burns my tummy. Big time. Yeah, so that's your
maybe
news
you're not
today.
Dressed nice enough.
Yes, sir. Didn't he look like, that was delicious? I think I'll steal these gloves and be on my
low
way.
Low calories.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
bring
you very
the town
much.
Car around.
Amen. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the TMOS International Airport. The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The red zone's always been for loading and unloading. There is no stopping in the white zone.
Don't tell me which zone's for stopping and which zone's for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start your white zone crap again. There's just no stopping in the white zone.
Why pretend? We both know what you're talking about. You want me to buy you a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
It's really the only sensible thing to do, if it's done properly, therapeutically. There's no danger involved. It really is the best show of the week.
The TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today and stop sucking.
Thank you.
Nice.
Computer voices. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Facebook Stars.
Stars.
Stars. They're just like us. Lisa Vanderpump organizes her church bazaar. Caitlyn Jenner loves to dry her laundry on an old-fashioned clothesline. You can't beat the freshness. And NBA superstar Michael Jordan reeled in a 442-pound marlin during a sport fishing tournament in North Carolina and then played three rounds of Texas Hold'em with the fish. The marlin lost $65,000 and its life. Yay for MJ. See? Just like you.
Just like
you. But
those
are showbiz stars. Frankly, I much prefer Facebook stars, and so should you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. To send stars while you're watching, simply click the star next to write a comment, select how many stars you want to buy, and give, and click send. We need this, folks, during this pandemic.
Yes.
To keep our little engine chugging. Please, we need your help. Boom, instant gratification. So send us the stars, and every star puts a penny in our pocket. Please do it now. Shoot a few stars our way. Thank you. Send the penny, Lenny. Make with the stars, Lars.
That's Lars from Phyllis, Mike.
Hold on. Oh, the fresh scent of Caitlyn Jenner. You can't get that from a dryer sheet.
Nah.
I like these. Anyway, Rob writes those, by the way. I just read them.
Love it.
Let's open up the audio vault today. This is Thursday, June 11, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
Quick follow-up to yesterday. You posed a question, which came first, Wayne's World or Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
I was curious about that because I'm not a Bill and Ted guy, but I like Wayne and Garth.
And in the grand scheme of things, if you go by the motion picture, Wayne's World is 3 years behind Bill and Ted. But
the bit on Saturday Night Live.
This is fascinating. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was released on February 17th, 1989. The first Wayne's World was February 18th, 1989.
Ooh.
Bill and Ted beat it by one day, which makes me wonder.
They're so close.
If
you know?
It could have been a Friday night writing thing where they said, did you see this movie, Bill and Ted? What are we going to do about it?
Wow.
I mean, they're 24 hours apart. Come on.
My that's
pretty cool.
God.
That's pretty cool.
Food for thought.
That means, and by the way, when you're talking about that, Rob, that means they were promoting it.
Of course.
So you were watching the trailers in theaters long before that. And they were probably doing a TV campaign
at the same time.
That's interesting.
That's crazy.
We may never know. Lorne Michaels keeps it close to the vest. We may never know about that.
I didn't understand, Mr. Power.
The only person who really knows is Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs featured on the show today.
And speaking of Saturday Night Live, I still hate Kyle Mooney, but I'm coming around on Pete Davidson. He's doing a lot of media for the King of Staten Island, and he seems like a good guy, a nice guy.
I know
he's had a hard past. He lost his dad to 9/11. That's one of the plot points of the Staten Island movie. But he was on Kimmel last night, and they brought the fact he really does live in his mom's basement, just like we saw in those quarantine episodes of Saturday Night Live.
Are you in Staten Island right now overseeing your kingdom?
Yeah, I'm in Staten Island in my mom's basement, crushing it.
I know you say that you live in your mom's basement, but you quite literally live in the basement of, I assume you own the home together?
It's a joint effort. We got a house together. So
I bet it's a joint effort indeed down there.
Did you see him on CBS Sunday Morning this past week?
Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
They did an interview on his patio, 8 feet apart. And he said that for the first year on Saturday Night Live, he felt like it was a joke being played on him. That he was on the show. He felt so undeserving of being on the show.
He's truly
a fascinating guy.
And he's an honest guy. And I think that he's got that comedy chip, so he is legitimately funny. He's done some very, very funny stuff.
Yes.
And he grows on me as well.
Also,
I think he got the bad PR when he's banging superstars because everybody was like, why does that guy that looks like that? And everybody kind of got a little pissy with
when somebody tweeted Ariana Grande that he has a-hole eyes. And she got so upset that she tweeted back. Like, she goes, why would you say such a thing?
Yeah.
That is so mean.
So
and then it went viral, and people started sending her pictures of a-hole eyes everywhere.
Yeah. Who is the older lady that he dated right after
Kate
that?
Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
Kate Beckinsale.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful woman.
And
only three times his age.
Who can't root for a guy that does that and then during a pandemic retreats to be with his mom?
Right.
Yeah.
He's in his basement with his Miss Pac-Man machine.
I've seen the trailer for this movie, Staten Island, and I really hope that it's
King
a hit.
King of Staten Island.
I think it's going to be a good movie. I really do.
Mike, you had a great golf round yesterday, but do you know of a Broward County golf course called the Bridges at Springtree?
No, I do not.
There's a lot of golf courses down there, so I didn't expect you to. But that's where the five-year-old hit his first hole in one this week.
I hit a 7-iron, and it took 2 bounces off the fairway and 1 bounce off the green, and then it hit the flag, and then it went in.
We all ran down the fairway, and there it was sitting in the hole. It was an unbelievable moment. You know, some people play golf their whole lives, never get a hole in one. 5 years old, going on 6.
The weird thing is that after that, he had to buy beer for everybody.
Yeah, he had to buy the drink. And he sounds like the kid, when he says 7-iron, he loves golf. Sounds like he really loves golf. I wonder what that's
fascinating.
Like. Mike,
a guy.
Sorry, I'm trying. I've been trying. You know, it's not taking just yet. Planting the seed.
What does Michael call the clubs? Just like, does he know what they're called?
Well, I think that, I said, what is that club? He knows that. It's the head, the shaft, the grip.
Yeah.
He knows, I've gotten him lots of lessons.
But is it weird when he calls them the punishment sticks?
I love to say positive things about my son. So I won't share with you what he said to me maybe a day or two ago. Dad, I don't like golf.
Oh.
Hey, look, he's 6. There's time.
Right.
There's time, but that's a 5-year-old that had a hole in one. That was a fantasy for me. I am proud of that, Dad. Way to go that you're out there with your 5-year-old doing that. That's just special.
You tried,
I watched the
Mike.
Toddler videos for 3-year-olds. That
you
are
tried.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Tiger Woods on the Mike Douglas show, not happening.
It's oh, no.
All right. A couple more here. This guy has lots of time, I guess, during the pandemic. He fed every Metallica song into an artificial intelligence program and had AI write a Metallica song that he played. But the lyrics are entirely generated by the computer. I'll read them really quick before I play them. They are, bound by leather steeds they ride, crown yourself to the world and tired, dying the one that waits for you, no, there's no longer cares. Here is fake Metallica written by a computer.
Bound by leather steeds they ride. World and time, dying the one who waits for you, but there's no longer cares. Understood, I'm insane. Yes, you'll never know. Never me.
That's a guy making a fake Metallica record in his kitchen.
Sounds great.
It might as well be the real thing.
Whenever I listen to Metallica, the drumming on Metallica always reminds me of a firearm. It sounds like a machine gun.
Yeah.
It really does. I would love to play that kit. I would love to play on that kit. It sounds so great. I love Metallica.
And it also living proof that lyrics need not make sense to really, really sound like a band. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes.
'Twas 1 year ago today that Julia graduated from high school. I saw it on my Facebook feed this morning. And I looked at the pictures, and what I remembered, it was freezing. It's not freezing right now. It was really, because we had to get there at like 8 a.m. It was cold that morning. We were in the shade side of the stadium because that's the side she was on. Jump cut yesterday to a South Carolina high school that did a proper graduation. I was so impressed. I saw a shot of the football field. Every chair was 6 feet apart, the whole field. They covered the whole field.
Good for them.
Very cool.
And they did a proper graduation, and everything was going great until the sprinklers went off on the field.
Oh, no.
Now,
Dick, groundskeeper.
I have like 3 minutes condensed here, but this is actually what you can watch the whole graduation on YouTube.
Oh, no.
But this is pretty great. This is the principal speaking to the students when it goes down.
And two, they're usually together. This accounts for the interesting similar.
They'll never forget it.
Yeah, they'll never forget their graduation.
I don't remember mine. Jesus.
I swear to goodness.
I swear to goodness.
All right. Hey, y'all complain about the heat. We bring you water.
She's unflappable.
Yeah,
that was a smart lady right there. Yes.
That's
cool.
Your Magic Audio Vault.
Nice.
Congratulations to all the graduates. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Be safe.
All right, tomorrow we are doing a regular bonus show, so we are going to have that this week, and then 1 week from that, we will be doing another TMOS cocktail party.
Yes.
I should be recovered from last night with the guys by then, and I'll look forward to that. So you're looking at me quizzically.
Yeah,
you didn't know that?
I have it scheduled for the end of the month, because we were doing once a month, end of the month.
We're not doing one tomorrow. I thought we were going to do
it's
one next week.
It's 2 weeks from now. The Friday is 2 weeks from now.
It's 2 weeks
from
now.
Yes, 2 weeks.
Well, we had said in the past it would be the last Friday of the month, but we said yesterday that this month was going to be a week from Friday.
Oh, well, let's talk about it off air. We're good. I just want to make sure we're good.
All right, and you've got a dentist to go to.
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
Do you have a commitment?
I don't know. I just got to look at the schedule. That's all I'm saying.
Well, can't you do it right now? I'm in the middle of promoting it.
Let me look.
You know?
Please, for 2 seconds. Thank you.
By the way, if he is unable to do it and we have to delay it a week, please send the nasty emails to Oscar.
Yes. Right. Okay, so I cannot do the 19th, which would be next week, right?
Right.
Oh, all right.
So then okay. The 26th.
Where are you going?
I'm here, but we have a boat special Christmas in June that we'll be recording.
There it is. Yes.
Well, it's an annual affair.
He's getting his teeth cleaned today.
Once again.
Clean.
So the bonus show will not be next week. It will be a week after that.
The last Friday of the month. That's what I thought we had to be on.
So are you all going to be in the room together with 400 people not social distancing?
No.
Just Donald Trump Jr.?
I'm Donald Trump Jr. now? How
no, your partner
you?
Is Donald Trump
he
Jr.
He might be, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, how'd that work out? Anyway,
don't count your chickens.
We're doing a regular.
Yes.
What does that mean, don't count my chickens?
How's that going for everybody? The election's around the corner. I can't say vigilant, Mike.
You know what? I wouldn't care if he won the election. I'd still say, how's that going for you?
Okay.
That doesn't change anything.
If he wins, then
I'll say it twice as loud. How will that go for you? This isn't about the team match here. This is about the jerk off in the White House now. Thank you.
Mike, please send me a picture of the interior of your refrigerator.
Wade Boggs, for Robin Oscar, Michael Barrett saying so long, everybody.
Bye bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Portos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.